Nobody said it would be easy. Nobody said that it would all be fine. But to get where we're going, brother, you gotta hold the line. It ain't a matter of if, nah, it's just a matter of time. But to get where we're going, sister, gotta hold the line. You gotta stay steadfast, tread lightly, cause they're looking for a reason to knock you down. But you can't ask too politely. In the sense, you gotta get loud, hold the line.
This is RAWF After Hour. RAWF in the game we all know and love as Wrestler Unstoppable. I am Lord Amadeus. My co-host here, our good friend from Mexico, he is...
Give what?
By the problem.
vacant. Hola, el vacant.
Hola, mi hermano. ¿Qué pasa?
I am awesome, and it is good to be here tonight. It's an exciting evening, and we're going to have a big show planned tonight. We are live in Detroit City, Motown, if you will, getting ready for the big superstars tomorrow live from Little Caesars Arena. It is going to be a pay-per-view atmosphere, that I promise you, with buttloads of contender matches and one huge title match, which we'll get to in just a few minutes. But before we do, El Vacant, we need to talk about Immortal 9. Give everyone the lowdown, the final results from Immortal 9. All the results
are
in.
I know my final results were. I had a pretty good final result.
Yeah, you were stuck in the desert.
No, that was the beginning of the final result of Las Vegas. We'll talk about that later. Remind me when we're done to ask me about like how Las Vegas turned out for me.
Will do. So here are the results from Immortal 9, some of the big matches. Strangleheart was victorious over DW in their Hot Rod match. Dev defeated Miss Beauty Fatale. RA defeated The Razor. Starshot won his cage match against Scythe. Mithras won his Iron Man match against the Teflon Sheik. Beast won his Fubar City Street Fight against Basic Jan. Chris Cage beat the Paragon of Greatness in their Cut Your Heart Out match. Mark Caliber officially won the Electric Chair match. However, at the end of it, he decided to jump in and get electrified with Aaron. They both had a shocking...
I'm going to put that win in quotations.
Yeah, he did it purposely. Apparently, he wanted that, so... And they both seemed to be have walked out of that happy, and now they're I don't know if they're aligned or what. We'll have to take a look. And we'll have more on that situation in just a little bit. Eva defeated Marcus Conan in their special match, and that seems to have resulted in Marcus acting a little differently. We'll talk more about that in a bit, too. Swords and Scimitars continue their record-setting tag team reign as they retain the titles against the Avenging Clowns. The Immortal Griffith defeated Joe Boo to retain his Ultimate Gauntlet Championship. Judgment won the Champion's Choice Championship from Killa Neptune. Wildfire defeated Chris Cage and Mithras in a triple threat match to become the new White Lightning champion. Mithras, however, successfully defended the Powerball Championship against Killa Neptune, as did Kane's defend his Multimedia Championship successfully against Killa Neptune. It was not a good night for Killa Neptune at Immortal 9. 0-3 in his title matches. The Immortal Griffith is still your Triple Crown champion after defeating the Cougar and Uncle Frank. The Hawkster is still FUBAR City champion after defeating Blake Bradley. Mavel Hair is still your Midnight Hobo champion and counting after successfully defending that against Simply the Best. Tigra is still your Estrogen champion after defeating Eva. However, STB and Eva, while they lost those previous two matches, they each won the men's and national champion, STB defeating Denzel to become the new men's champion, Eva defeating Chris Cage to become the new national champion. And on that note, I said in the weeks leading up to that Chris Cage was going to be one day short of the record. I had to go after calculations were made by RAW statisticians. It was actually determined that by losing that title that night at Immortal 9, Chris Cage tied Lady Vex with the longest reigning national championship. So both of them now hold the record at 218 days. So Chris Cage can at least say he's the longest reigning male national champion. Sorry about that. Sorry about the misleading build up to that, but Chris Cage can technically say he's a co-holder of that record. Mithras, the title machine, defeated Starlight to retain his Platinum Dragon Championship, and the Immortal Griffith in the main event successfully held on to the World Heavyweight Championship against Claymore. One little footnote, the Hatfield-McCoy Battle Royal still ongoing, but it is down to three people. Last I looked, let me double check that to make sure that I'm still down to three people. You're down to the current champion, Mithras, the title machine. He's in there with Tigress and DW. So three people remaining out of the 10. So Mithras could very well still lock out as Hatfield-McCoy champion if he can hold on to win that battle royal. But we will see in the coming days what happens there. So, but that is your Immortal report. Well, I'm sure you've watched the replay, El Vacant, and taken a good look at all the matches. What stood out to you at Immortal 9?
Well, what stood out to me is that I only got one match wrong. One. That's pretty good. The only
really?
Match that did not turn out the way I called it was that STB beat Denzel. I picked Denzel. That is the only one I got wrong of all the matches I picked on there.
Well, congratulations. Did you bet on it? Did you have any money on those picks?
I absolutely did. I made a killing.
Did you? Wow.
That's also sort of going to be relevant to my story.
Oh, you have a story.
But see, I was in a pretty foul mood when I finally got to Las Vegas. But then I found out, I watched the replay and I realized, hey, I just made a ton of money on my bets. So I went and collected. And while I was doing that, I bumped into, I bumped into someone you may have heard of. He has a few restaurants in Vegas and he's relatively famous. He likes to say things like, bam, Spice Weasel. Like he's, that guy, kind of a Cajun guy. Yeah, you may have heard of him. But so he's... we get to talking because, apparently he likes RAWF and, he'd also come to collect on some bets. And we got to talking and he knew who I was. And, he said he wanted to try some of my cuisine, right? Because he's like, taco trucks are some of the best tacos in the world. And my taco truck was outside. So I brought him out and, we made him some stuff and he really liked it. As of next month, there's going to be a grand opening of an actual El Vacant Taqueria on the Strip.
Really? You're kidding me.
He invested. I took the money that I made off him, invested with him, and now together we're going to open up on the Strip. His people are going to manage it because I'm always on the road, but it's going to be using our recipes, and
Are you talking about Guy Fiera?
No.
No. Who's the Cajun guy that was starting?
Really?
Huh? I'm having
You're
a break. I'm blind.
Emeril Lagasse.
Oh, that guy. Okay.
Emeril. Bam. Spike. Come on.
Okay.
I would have worked with Guy too, but that's not who I happen to run into.
Oh, okay. Fine. Fair enough. So with that being said, wow, congratulations. You and Emeril opening a taqueria in Las Vegas. Wow.
How do I say
notice that,
right?
All right, cool. Emerald, not Emerald.
Emerald.
Right. Well, Nightcrawler said Emerald, and but anyway, all right. So, folks, that was Immortal 9 in the history books, except, of course, for the Xanthid Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament, which is still in round one. And I'm not going to go down all those results just yet. I'll give it another couple of weeks before I start updating you on the Xanthar tourney. But it's already some surprise eliminations in that one. But we won't go into that too deeply. And of course, ladies and gentlemen, five new people, technically six, going into the RAWF Hall of Fame at Radiversary here on May 29th. That being Dungeons and Dragons. The tag team of Dungeons and Dragons, Paragon, and Nox Boogie. You have the lovely Maeve O'Hare, the unsettled Chris Cage, D. Dees and Unstoppable, all going into the RAWF Hall of Fame at Rataversary here, May 29th, live from Fubar City in Cleveland. All right. So, with that being said, El Vacant, it is now time for you to read the RAWF rankings, the final rankings period. Yes.
All right, everybody. Like I said, this is the final for the month. So when I'm done reading this, certain blonde man over here is going to start reading off who's getting contender shots. So let's see. Let's see if you play that home game and figure it out for yourself before he speaks. All right. In 25th place, we have Aaron McFadden. In 24th place, we have our current Fubar City champion, the Hawkster Bully. In 23rd place, we have our current After Hours champion, at least for now, Marcus Conan. In 22nd place, we have the current Anything Goes champion and the most aptly named man in all of wrestling, the Unsettled Christopher Cage. In 21st place, we have, oh, look at that, clickety-clack, it's a hobo attack, Mr. Hobo Zico in 21st place. In 20th place, we have, well, look at that, Mr. Chic Fashion himself, Teflon Chic over there. In 19th place, we have, well, you know, look at this. Guy's been making a lot of noise lately, so maybe at least he backed up a little bit. 19th place, we have Starshot. Oh, I haven't got to do this in a long time. I like this. Hold on, give me a minute. In 18th place, we have... I'm just doing that. In 17th place, we have Knox Boogie. In 16th place, we have the pure one, Uber Vegan, who was also the winner of the Extra Points Tournament last month. In 15th place, we have the man without a face currently, Claymore. In 14th place, we have Dev. In 13th place, we have the current national champion, Mrs. Haiku herself, Eva. In 12th place, we have, oh, I think I see her out there. Hola, Starlight, you're in 12th place. In 11th place, we have our current, oh, Jesus, hold on, I gotta take a breath for this. Our current World Triple Crown Ultimate Gauntlet Supreme Fighter Champion and the guy with the biggest ego I've ever goddamn met, the immortal one sitting over there. Yeah, Kai, you're not even in the top 10. You just shush yourself. In 10th place, we have Deez. In 9th place, we have, I like this name too, Hot Shot Chaz. It's good. I love that name. Also, by the way, he has his own hot sauce, and you can get it on my truck. So, you know, feel free. It's $9.99 a bottle. It's to die for, trust me. In 8th place, we have the one true giant in this company, you know, other than myself, Denzel the Giant in 8th place. In 7th place, we have the current multimedia champion, Kane the Governor. In 6th place, we have... You know, for a guy who's only recently starting to make a mark, he made a pretty good mark here. Blake Bradley in 6th place, almost coming out of the gate here. In 5th place, we have our new men's champion, Simply the Best. In 4th place, we have our current superstars champion, Paragon of Greatness. In 3rd place, we have our Platinum Dragon Powerball and Hatfield McCoy champion, Mithras the Title Machine. In 2nd place, and, you know, this is... Been a while since we've had this name this high up in here, especially at the end, Strangleheart. And in 1st place for this period, our current estrogen champion, Tigress. So there you go. Now, if you, like I said, you're playing the whole game, you should be able to do some math and figure out who's getting what shots. But for those of you who suck at this game, we have Lord Amadeus.
All right, and I want to make a note, folks, just in case, because there has been confusion in the past about contender matches. Now, if you hold a major championship like the national title, the Platinum Dragon, Men's, Estrogen, Fubar City, or Midnight Hobo titles, Triple Crown, Multimedia, you are not eligible for a contenders match. So if you're... But there are some titles you are eligible, like the Superstars, Anything Goes, After Hours. It all depends on what you have to do to win those titles. So just making a note that there will be some people in the top 10 that did not get a contenders match, and it's because they held a major title. So unless, of course, you're one or two and have then you get an opportunity for the World Heavyweight Championship. That is the only contender match any of those champions are eligible for. So, with
yeah,
that,
unless you are the world champion, and then well, screw you.
So, with that being said, here are the contender matches lined up for tomorrow's Superstars in Detroit for a shot at the Kane the Governor's Multimedia Championship. It'll be the Teflon Sheik taking on Hobo Ezekiel. Two Triple Crown contender matches to see who will face the Immortal Griffin for the Triple Crown Championship. It'll be Claymore versus Starshot and Knox Boogie versus Beast. For a shot at the Hawksters FUBAR City Championship, it'll be Dev versus Uber Vegan TPO. Midnight Hobo Contender Match, it will be Deez versus Starlight. National Title Match, it'll be Denzel the Giant versus Hotshot Chaz. Platinum Dragon Contendership, it'll be the Paragon of Greatness taking on Blake Effin Bradley. And last but certainly not least, in fact, least, it is going to be Tigress versus Strangleheart to see who will get a shot at the Immortal Griffiths World Heavyweight Championship at Radiversary. So, those are the contender matches tomorrow on Superstars, but we also got a big title match, which I'm going to talk about here in just a few moments. But first, let's get to some GM reports. We're going to start with our Powerball GM. He is the one and only. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the Razor. Good evening, Razor.
Good evening, L.A. Good evening, El Vacant.
Hola.
All right. So what do you have from us from the Powerball division, Razor?
Well, as you know, I opened the division for their guessing of numbers last week, and I have drawn those numbers. Those numbers are 3, 4, and 28. And the following is a list of people who guessed at least one number right to get entered into a tournament to determine the number one contender for the Powerball Championship. And they are Miss Butte Fatale, Strangleheart, Larry's cousin, Harry Hatebad, Adot, the unsettled Chris Cage, A.F. James, Tiggs, Starshot, Beast, Marcus DeSade, Hot Cheese, Crazy Mama, Judgment, Toxic Megatron Avenger, Kane the Governor, Starlight, Simply the Best, Killa Neptune, Deez, Sith, Allie Knight, Cassie Joe, and last but not least, Money Sue.
Woo, dang. A lot of people picking numbers this month.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Wow, that's a lot of people, Razor.
It is. It's quite a lot.
All right.
It's an interesting
wow.
mix, too. I have to say, it's a very interesting mix. That ought to be a good run.
Well,
it will be interesting to see who comes out of that, that's for sure.
All right. Yep, absolutely, Razor. That could take a while, too, with that many people. You said 16. Well, okay. That's not too bad. At least that's an even. All right. So awesome. Well, thank you, Razor. Anything else to add to your report?
That is all.
All right. Thank you, Razor. Next up, ladies and gentlemen, he is our Hatfield and McCoy GM. He's got a lot, I think he's got some stuff to talk about as well. Let's bring him on, Mr. RAWF. Gentlemen, Judgment is here. Good evening, Judge. Judge.
Ballet.
El Vacant.
Judge.
Okay. Apparently.
Finally got it unmuted. things he can't say it, so going crazy. Finally got it unmuted.
I think he just finds it funny when we sit there and go, Judge.
I think so too. I think he's doing it on purpose.
I'm gonna do it on purpose to you guys. It is funny though. It is just Skype kept unmute, wouldn't unmute. It was just stuck. It just was like, I'm not gonna unmute today. I'm gonna be sitting here smart. I said, okay.
All right, Judge, what do you have to what kind of report do you have for us?
Well, we just went ahead and started the new season of the Hatfield McCoy Survivor Mode. I did a practice round with the one group, and then I did a round with the group that the Hatfields did a round, and then we did a practice round with the McCoys. So, McCoys, you're going to have to read the rules, or a lot of you are going to be disqualified. It's going to get you. But come to find out that the winner of the loser of the Hatfields was, and they have evicted him, and he's already the first person voted off. He's gone. He's bye-bye. His name was Larry.
All right.
Sex fighter Harry Hatebred, and I think his name is Larry now. I don't know. He changed his name two or three times, but that's who they came up and they voted. Now, what I did was I went to a random generator, and I typed in some names, and I sent some – and I let it pick who votes for the people because the way the numbers are, it's going to be an even amount. It could be an even amount. So instead of going to the even amount things, I'm just doing like four. Picking four out of the random generator, and I send the four people the list of the two people that was up. They gave me they told me who they wanted to vote off, and they voted them off. So there you go. Then we'll be back up in the full swing next week, and we'll see what happens, who wins. If Mithras is a champion, he's going to come in, and we'll put him to a team, and you guys got to y'all going to have a big battle if Mithras is a champion. I don't know what y'all going to do.
All right. Well, it's going to be interesting to say the least. Good job, Judge. And it sounds like things are getting quite fun over there in the Hatfield and McCoy. Anything else to add to your report?
I got some stuff I'm going to talk about later on, but as of right now, no.
All right. Thank you, Judgment. Only other report I have from any other GM is that Week one of 32-1. 32-1 is underway as of this past Monday. That from Raven the Enchanted. So any other reports are either on hold or we'll get to them in next week. So where to start tonight, El Vacant? I think I know where I want to start.
Where do you want to start?
We're going to start with this man. He is the new RAWF Superstars Champion. He is.
I like that.
Yes. Said I am not alive. I survive. I'm the stands in the hourglass of time. I'm the chalk line, outline. Everything is mine. From the bridge to the earth to the shadows fall behind. I'm the stars in the sky and I shine so bright. I'm eternal. I'm the reason that the day turns night. I'm the water and the sun. I'm the bullet in your gun. I'm the finger on the trigger and I'm about to blast one. I ain't never give a shit. All the bitches better recognize the damn motherfucker on the block. G, go ahead, Yosemite Sam. Fuck around, beat an ass out of ground. Big dog way off the counter. Don't bother with the cake. Can't keep me like the way I need my face. Going 6 feet deep, where the dead man sleeps. With no rat that creep in my flesh for weeks. And the maggot still sleep by the open wounds.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is the P to the O to the G. He is Big Purple, the paragon of greatness. Good evening, Paragon.
Good evening, Amadeus. You know, it's been a while being able to walk into here sporting some gold. Feeling pretty good.
Big win over the Teflon Sheik last week in Chicago to become the first ever four-time holder of the Superstars Champion. How does it feel, sir?
I'm all about that history, especially here in RAWF. You know, I went over it a little bit last week, but to be able to hold that mark, the first Superstars Champion and now the first to hold it for four separate runs, that is something that means a lot to me. It is an achievement that I will hold dear to myself. I am very excited about the future of RAWF in the upcoming weeks because a lot of things are going on here. Rativersary, Immortal season, it's always the best time to be in RAWF.
And of course, a big match tomorrow for you for a platinum shot at the Platinum Dragon Championship. It is you versus Blake Bradley to see who goes on to face Mithras for the Platinum Dragon Championship. Talk to me about facing Blake Bradley tomorrow.
Now, this is a wild card, I've got to tell you. Blake Bradley, this guy seemed to have come completely out of left field. He's turning heads left and right. This guy, a couple of months ago, you could have said, Blake Bradley is getting a Platinum Dragon contendership match, and I think that most people would have been like, who? And now people are interested. People's eyes are glued to the screen. Blake effing Bradley on that screen, that means ratings, that means entertainment, that means somebody who is going to impress. And, well, what I've got to say about that is, I can't quite scout this guy properly because I didn't know up until the same time that everybody else realized just how would I put this? Just how unpredictable it would have been for him to land in this position. I'm sorry, I'm getting a bit of an echo and it's just completely throwing me off, sir.
That's all right.
The thing is, Blake Bradley has really impressed a lot of people lately, but he hasn't got a lot of tape to scout, and that's the position that's really going to be hard going into this match. Blake Bradley has tricks up his sleeve that we have yet to discover, and those tricks are going to be the very obstacles that are going to make this match incredibly difficult.
Well, it is what it is, but you get past him tomorrow. It's a shot at the Platinum Dragon Championship against Mithras, a title machine. It'll be big match at Rativersary, the 9-year anniversary. Two Hall of Famers going at it head and head for the heart and soul of RAWF. It will make a great story if you can get past Blake Bradley, but we'll get to that when we cross it. Speaking though of big matches, at Immortal, and I need to bring this up, you had a big match against Chris Cage. We talked about it last week. You unfortunately unable to beat Chris Cage in that match. However, tomorrow on Superstar is a chance for redemption as you will defend the Superstar's title against the unsettled Chris Cage. Thoughts?
Well, that's a match that you just announced. So, going into Immortal, and indeed in the months leading into it, I'd been trying everything I could to impart a piece of knowledge to Chris Cage. And I don't want to go at great lengths about what happened exactly at the pay-per-view. I did that last week. But suffice it to say, the lesson that I was trying to teach unfortunately fell upon deaf ears. I was trying to take this guy, tied for the longest reign of the national championship, somebody who is on the cusp of being a perennial main eventer as opposed to a good hand in the mid-card, a guy that I see huge things for, a world champion, a multi-time world champion, and what I was trying to impart to the guy was that all of the bloodlust, all of the anger, all of the emotion that drives you in the ring is incredibly important to a point. But to truly break through to the next level, you have to be able to control those emotions. You have to be able to not let your angers or your fears, your concerns, whatever it may be, you can't let those things trap you into a box when you're in the ring, because once you have established what your mindset is, if you cannot break free from that, your opponent will always be able to identify where you're going, and they're going to be able to scout what you are going to do next. At Immortal, I thought for a moment as I stood in this match with my arms to my side, looked Chris Cage in the eyes, I thought that he had finally realized what I had been trying to help him with this entire time. And then the knife came out again. And that's the disappointment. See, I've lost plenty of matches at Immortal, and that's not something that I am that disappointed in. I'm disappointed in Chris, and I'm disappointed in myself because I failed to let him know what it was that I was trying to convey to him. But it wasn't entirely a lost cause. You see, a story arc doesn't have to end in a happy way for the story to come to a conclusion. Later that night, Chris Cage, full of the emotions, unable to control what he was going to do next, having failed to learn the lesson in the match that was truly important to him, he lost that national championship, and we saw a conclusion to the story, not one that I wanted to see, not one that Chris wanted to see, but a conclusion nonetheless. But as most tales go, something happened that started the sequel. You see, I realized in the same moment that I realized I had failed him, I realized where I was failing myself, because I was doing the exact same thing. I was letting my emotions get in my way. I was letting something that was a mental block inside my own head and nobody else's dictate who I had been for the last good long while here in RAWF. I had always tried to be a representative of this company, somebody who would help raise all of the ships around me. And when I had taken on a job as a staff member, a GM here in RAWF, in my mind, I had led that to believe that this would create a problem with the rest of the roster, that I shouldn't be able to go out there and be the superstar that I was before that. A problem that clearly only existed in my head. I mean, we've got every other GM in RAWF. They're absolutely fine. There are no complaints amongst the roster. There's no untoward behavior that would give any sort of favoritism or unfair edge to the staff. This was something that was entirely in my own head. And I realized that I was failing the lesson I was trying to teach. I was letting my emotions hold me back. And one week later, after relearning the lesson that I was trying to teach, for the first time in a while, I hold up gold. So now, Chris Cage, the perfect opponent for this realization, a man that I have given up on trying to teach and help, is going to be the ultimate culmination of what I didn't realize was the character arc all along. You see, this story wasn't about Chris Cage's evolution to the main event. This was the story of Paragon of Greatness getting back on that horse and getting over his own mental block. Chris Cage, tomorrow at Superstars, isn't the man that beat me at Immortal. He isn't the man that beat me in the national championship match prior to that. Chris Cage is another opponent in what is going to be a long Superstars championship reign.
All right. Well, Paragon, good luck to you tomorrow. Two big matches taking on the unsettled Chris Cage in defense of your Superstars championship, and then Platinum Dragon Contenders match against Blake Effin Bradley for a shot at Mithras' Platinum Dragon Championship at Rataversary. Any last final thoughts for either of them?
Two of you are a little bit lucky. You see, stories don't come to an end on the first chapter, and this is chapter one of the return of the Paragon. So you better pray that you've gotten in early enough that you can sneak a victory in, because very soon that kind of thing isn't going to happen anymore.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the Paragon of Greatness, he will be featured in two huge matches tomorrow. We will see what happens tomorrow in Detroit. Next up, she is the reigning Midnight Hobo Champion, ladies and gentlemen. Let's talk with she is the lovely Maeve O'Hare. Good evening, Maeve.
Good evening, Bossman. Good evening, Vacant.
Oh, hi.
Congratulations on your upcoming shop, store, restaurant thingy. I'm not quite sure what you call it. It's a restaurant, right?
Eatery.
An eatery? All right, we'll go with eatery.
Taqueria, and you go with that.
All right.
Congratulations,
so,
nonetheless.
But congratulations to you too, you as well, Maeve, still Midnight Obo champion after a great win over STB at Immortal 9. That had to feel good after the things he had to say.
You mean after he ran his gob for the last few weeks, accusing me of all sorts of chicanery? Yeah, I'm a bit pleased.
Good.
I warned him. I warned him before the match. I warned him during the match. And he didn't listen. And I can't be held responsible for that.
No.
She did. It's true. I heard.
A great win for you. Still Midnight Hobo champion. And it's incredible. It's just how long you've held that title. Except for that 1 week. That 1 week you've held that title.
Why are you bringing that up, Wolfman? I thought we were friends.
Well, because it's been a year and a half, and, you know, there's just that one stupid little week, one stupid little loss to that stupid little camel jockey person that, you know, such a I wish I didn't have to say it. But
I have to think you're more mad about it than I am.
I am. Because, I mean, you're on such a tear with that title. It's amazing. Incredible. So, as we know, though, as you heard,
keep saying nice things about me. I'm happy to listen as long as you want to talk.
Well, I mean, not only have you been so dominant with that title, you are now getting to go into the RAWF Hall of Fame, and a lot of the reason is because of this huge reign that you've had with the Midnight Obo Championship. So,
it
I mean,
it still don't seem real. I keep thinking, oh, that's a mistake. They miscalculated. They're gonna say, oh, we got too many. Not to mention, you know, then I got to make a second speech. believe it or not, as much as I can talk, making speeches ain't my forte.
Well, yeah, it is what it is. You're going to have to do it, and I'm sure you will figure out a way, because I know you're extremely honored to be going into the Hall of Fame. But We got plenty of time.
The only thing I want more is something that I'm going to have to work for, something that Judgy challenged me to do. So it's a good step, though, and it means the world to me. I can't imagine anyone in this company who could earn that honor and not feel it in their soul what that means. Because I'm gonna be joining some of the best of the best. Some of my favorite people are already in that Hall of Fame. I don't have the words to say what it means to me, but I thank you and I thank the committee from the bottom of my heart. Enough of that mushy stuff. Let's talk about something else before I start.
Yeah,
getting all emotional.
Save it for the ceremony here in just 3 weeks' time. But let's talk about the Midnight Hobo Contendership match tomorrow. The winner will face you at Rediversity for that Midnight Hobo Championship. It will be Deez and Starlight. Now, Starlight, you've faced before. You've successfully defended against her in the past. It's been a while, to be honest, and I'd have to look it up real quick to see how long ago it was, but it's been quite a while since you faced her. And the other one, Deez, will be going into the Hall of Fame with you. So if it is indeed a matchup of you and Deez, it'll be matchups of inductees, if you will, at Rataversary for the Midnight Hobo Championship. Who would you prefer?
It seems to happen, actually.
It does. It does seem to happen quite a bit. It would not be the first time that we've seen this. But, Maeve, who would you prefer to see across the ring from you come Rataversary, Deez or Starlight?
I mean, that's a loaded question. Both of them are top shelf competitors. I do purely hate to say anything nice about someone from The Necessary Evil, but I do have a bit of a soft spot for Starlight. She's been doing amazing work in spite of the folks that she associates with. And then, of course, you know, Deez is also going to be going into the Hall of Fame with me. So that would, you know, be a headliner match right there. Neither one of them is an easy draw. Yeah, I've said it before. I'll say it again. No one I've faced in any of the times that I've defended this belt has been an easy fight. But all things being equal, I think at Radiversary I'd like it to be a fight between two women. So I'm going to give Starlight the edge just because I'd like a woman to leave Radiversary the Midnight Hobo champion either way.
All right. Well, with that being said, you're hoping for Starlight. But if it is indeed Deez, again, both of you going into the Hall of Fame on the same night that you'll be squaring off for the Midnight Hobo title. So it would be very interesting to see either matchup. With that being said,
I'm sorry for the interruption, boss man. Marcus seems to have left me a present. I don't know if I should open this by myself. I'm going to open it here if you don't mind.
Wait, okay. Well, he's been acting strange.
He gave me the sack that he was holding, that burlap sack he's been holding out there. He brought it in here and kind of left it on my feet.
That seems sketchy.
Like a cat bringing you a dead bird.
I can tell you, every time I pull stuff out of a burlap sack, it's always something, you know, it's like usually a remedy or something like that from my abuela. And L.A. never appreciates it. So I don't think he's going to appreciate this.
I don't like surprises like this. I don't, but since it's yours, go ahead.
How do you think I feel?
Well, I mean, he is your friend, after all, right? You two are friends?
He is, but no, I mean, Marcus is my black Irish brother, and I'm sure he wouldn't give me nothing toward.
Because brothers have never done anything as a prank.
I mean, I'm an only child, so I wouldn't know. It appears to be full of stones. See?
Just stones? That's it? Just rocks?
They just want you to hit somebody with a bag of rocks?
I mean, you know, I've been tempted in the past, but I don't know why he would give them to me.
Was he Charlie Brown? Did he go as Charlie Brown for Halloween or something? Did anybody get that? Did you see what I did? Okay, just
Slancha, Marcus. I reckon. Well, now I've got to carry a bag of rocks back out there.
So he has been acting very strange ever since his match with Eva the Immortal.
You're telling me. You don't have to share a locker room with him.
Well, here's the interesting thing, because Randy has already done his job for everybody tomorrow on Superstars. You, by the way, face El Monte.
Don't get me started on Randy. He had me facing Larry's cousin, allegedly. What's he
right.
done now? Let's go ahead and have it.
Well, you're facing El Monstro, Da Coupe. So, Da Coupe, however you pronounce it. But so it's
all
not
right. I know that fella. Okay. But I'm assuming that you brought Randy up for a reason, though.
Well, it's just that Marcus actually drew somebody very interesting tomorrow. And maybe, maybe, this person can beat the sense into Marcus, beat some sense back into him, and that being Leo.
I mean, ooh.
Randy does have an interesting sense of humor.
Marcus Conan to take on Leo O'Shaughnessy tomorrow. So,
I reckon it'll be a good fight, but I mean, none of us have gotten a word of sense out of Marcus since Immortalite.
Well, maybe something can hear that.
I mean, if nothing else, we'll get some good poetry out of it.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe, just maybe we will.
I don't know if you've noticed, but when Marcus bothers talking, he's been talking awful funny.
Yeah. Yes, he has. He's been talking.
That's always the truth, though.
What's that mean?
Did you ever listen to him? Got a weird accent.
This from you?
What? I speak perfect English.
And so do we.
All right. Well, Maeve, good luck to you tomorrow against El Monstro. I know you'll be keeping an eye on that contendership match. And, yeah, and also on Liam versus Marcus, all those matches. Come to us live tomorrow in Detroit, the Little Caesars Arena. Maeve, any final thoughts before we move on?
Can I get Vacant to carry these rocks back out there for me?
Vacant, you want to?
Sure, I guess. I can help.
Yeah, appreciate
Thank
that.
You,
Thank
Vacant.
You,
Vacant.
All right.
Night, Boston.
So, night, night, Maeve. All right. So with that being said, got a lot of people on hold tonight, so be patient, folks. We'll get to you all as soon as we can. But I'm going to bring Mr. RAWF Judgment back, if I may, for just a moment. Judge?
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 Judge? Unmute
LA.
Now, Judge. Bueller?
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 Damn, this thing's stuck. Okay. Hey.
All right, Judge. So at Radiversary, you'll be defending the Champions Choice Championship against Joe Boo, but you have not decided on the stips, or have you?
I've decided on the stips.
All right.
No, this ought to be good.
The name of the match. Okay, this is. Okay, he's going to have a. Joe Boo's going to have a 95% chance of actually beating me. In this match. This is the highest tips of anybody I've ever given a thing to. The name of the match is going to be 30 Minutes You Never Saw Coming. Now, here's a stipulation. Jabu can use anything he wants, any defense, any bag of tricks, any moves.
All right, what's the catch?
What's
thing
the
is,
catch?
I will set, it will be a 30-minute time limit, and I will set it at random from the night Radiversary starts until a week later.
Okay. I like that.
Wow.
I think that's hilarious. However, I want to point out that could backfire on you.
It could.
You realize that. But okay,
so you're saying he can do any move. Is it going to be hardcore rules?
You're saying he can
use anything.
So it will be a standard match, correct?
Yeah, standard match. Anything he can use.
Standard
he can
match,
use anything.
But it's 30-minute time anything. Limit, and you will start it whenever you want anywhere in that week. But you have to start it.
Yep.
You have
I will
to
start it. Yes, I will start the match.
Okay. What I'm saying
I will start it.
Okay.
It could be the first night of the pay-per-view. It could be the last night of the pay-per-view. It could be during after hours at the pay-per-view. Or it could be the middle of the week at the pay-per-view. It just, whenever I feel froggy to jump. 30
okay.
minutes you never saw coming.
Wow. I like that. That could be very interesting. Very interesting.
That's a good one.
So, wow. Okay. All right. I like that. That is hilarious, as El Vacan said. But before, now that we got that out of the way, though, Judge, that we know what's going to be happening for you at Radiversary. We need to, first of all, are you okay? Everything okay? Because I know you had a break-in at your home earlier this week. Is everything okay there? Did you lose anything valuable?
Yes.
What happened?
Someone broke into the Chicago estate, and come to find out, they took some important paperwork. And whoever it is, I am pleading with you, and I don't usually plead. I'm begging, please return the paperwork. I need the paperwork. You took some important papers. I need that paper back. I need all that paper back, and the other stuff, I need it as well. What they've taken is, first of all, you took my autograph copy of The Miz. My autograph 8x10 of The Miz. My personal autograph. Got to have it back. But on top of that, even though Amadeus, we disbanded The Misfits several years ago, they took the deed to all the private Misfit property that I own and the training camps that we have. I need that back. I need those papers back. It's the blueprints to where they're at. It's the spreadsheets. Then you took my original Misfit gear. I need it back. If you don't deliver it back to me by this coming Wednesday night, give you until Wednesday. If whoever had it, bring it back. No questions asked. Nothing's going to happen to you. But if you don't bring it back to me by Wednesday, whoever is responsible will have hell to pay when I find out who it was. They don't know who it was. I don't know who it was. I just know someone's done got us a hold of some shit they shouldn't have gotten.
All right. Well, and I hope you do get that stuff back. I'm sure we've got the proper authorities on it, investigating and whatnot. So,
yes.
All right. Well, again, Judge, good. I love what you did. Let's your opponent tomorrow on Superstars. Is the reigning national champion, Eva.
Oh, okay, cool. I've been wanting to meet this little questionable character.
All right. Well, that is who you will face tomorrow in Detroit. It will be Eva versus Judgment. So good luck to you there, Judge. And we'll talk more about your big match at Radiversary in the coming weeks. Anything else you'd like to add?
Oh, no. Nah. Just be ready to boot anytime. 30 minutes. Never saw coming. Oh.
All right. Well, since it's the top of the hour, and Judge, you know, I was mentioned last week, we played last week a classic moment from here in RAWF, in Paragon's first appearance on RAWF Radio. Tonight, we're doing the same thing in celebration for our nine-year anniversary. We're playing a classic clip from After Hours. And, you know, you used to do some great interviews on this show, Judge. You did tons and tons of great interviews with so many people. I would be remiss if I didn't play one of your classic interviews. And this is actually going to be the very first interview you ever had in RAWF After Hours history. So let's go back in time to, I believe it was May 6th of 2017, when you gave your first interview. Let's take a look back.
Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, in that case, Judge, there it is. Okay. Well, in that case, I'm just going to mute everybody so we can listen to this interview. Who was this interview? Well, I guess we'll just play the interview and, you know, you can tell us who exactly it is once we listen to it. So go ahead.
Okay.
Let's play it.
Yeah. Let's play it. Hi, Judgment J. Esquire here. I am sitting down with the immortal Griffith himself because he is the champion of RAWF. He's the spotlight champion. He's almost the face of RAWF. So I want to get some big questions answered. The immortal Griffith, tell us how it is to carry all the gold when you carried it in RAWF. How did it feel to carry all that gold? You don't say. Well, Mr. Griffith, sir, let me ask you this question. How did it feel to know that that you have people who idolize you out there, people that actually idolize you. You're like up there by like Elvis and Jimi Hendrix and all these big celebrities. You're like being idled. How does it feel to be idled? Well, that's good. You know, yeah, I agree. I agree. I would be rocking Whitney Houston like you talk like, you know, I know you're a big Whitney Houston. Okay, but now, I got to ask you this. People have said that you are the Simon Cowell of RAWF. How do you respond to that? I agree. Now, one last question before I let you go, because I know you're very important. It's been an honor being your protege and having you follow me around and looking up to me and you know and being everything that Judgment is. So, is there anything you want to say to Judgment before I leave? Oh, thank you. Oh, that was so touching. Oh, okay. And okay, this is Judgment Jazz Choir. We're doing my first live interview. I mean, first recorded interview. I'm recording this. Bye. See, Amadeus, how did you like that?
Oh, my God.
You know I'm going to beat the fuck out of you for this, right?
That was an interview like anybody would. I mean, that's the golden icing. That's the icing on the cake.
Paragon, do you mind if I... Can I just borrow one of the belts for just one moment?
That was a classic moment here in After Hours history. The first ever Judgment interview. So... I think we'll take a quick song break, and when we return, we have other people on deck here. The Immortal Griffiths here, Strangleheart, Joe Boo, Hobo Ezekiel, I believe, is here as well, Mark Caliber, among others. This is RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network. We'll be right back in just a few minutes, ladies and gentlemen.
Ba 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 na na ba 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 na na
na
ba 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 na na
na
ba 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 na 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 ba 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 na na to kai ro po ta to ri ka ni ma ro ma ni ka no ki ka ba 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 na na yo ka no fu la pa no no tu ma ba na na la ka mo pi ta la mo ba na na ba 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 na na
Gimme some time to think. I'm in the bathroom looking at me. Facing the mirror is all I need. Wait until the Reaper takes my life. Never gonna get me out alive. I will live a thousand million lives.
My patience is waning.
And we are back. This is RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network. Woo, what a night so far, huh, All Vacant?
Yes, it's been quite a night.
All right.
I'm just waiting for Judgment to get beaten with a chair again.
All right, next up, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow on Superstars, he takes on Tigress in a shot for a shot at the Immortal Griffiths World Heavyweight Championship at Rataversary. He is... Gentlemen, please welcome Strangleheart to the program. Strangleheart, good evening, sir.
Hi, LA. Hi, El Vacant. How are you two tonight?
Hola. We're doing pretty well. How are you doing tonight with that announcement, huh?
Yeah, I'm excited. I've been excited all week since LA said 75% chance last week, and I've been rolling with it, and I've been doing things, and I've been preparing. I've been, staying away from... dumpsters and all that, but,
that's probably smart.
Well, I mean, it's huge, Strangleheart. This is the first time you've ever gotten this high in your RAWF career, and it's a big one. However, your opponent standing in your way at getting a shot at the World Heavyweight Championship is somebody that knows you probably better than just about anybody in WU. Agree or disagree?
I have to agree 100% with that statement. I mean, part of me wants to develop some sort of strategy heading into tomorrow, but I mean, a card laid is a card played, and hopefully I can just be the wrestler that got me to that point and play my hand the best I can.
And RAWF World Heavyweight Championship, it's one of the most coveted titles in all of WU. It's something you have not accomplished, and you have quite the illustrious career, not just in RAWF, but in WU. We all know that. So tell me where that would, if you were to actually win the World Heavyweight Championship, where would that rank, do you think, among your many accomplishments?
Well, like I said last week, I mean, it's the highest peak in WU right now, and to be the champion at the top of the mountain, there really would boost your career in all aspects. You know what I'm talking about yet? Like, I mean, you get the confidence about being the RAWF champion, and you can play that into your hand all over WU. On the feed or in trash talk scenes or in anything. And it's a nice card to play, but it's also a good thing to keep up with the RAWF mission, and that's to promote yourself as champion, I guess. So that's something I kind of look forward to be doing.
And, you're going to have to get past Tigress. I mean, you call her Tigress. Is that actually how it's pronounced, or is that just your little nickname for her?
Just the way I talk, I get nervous about talking sometimes, so I sometimes don't pronounce words properly. But it's not a pet name or anything for it. I have.
Oh, okay. So it actually is Tigress. You just you You called her Tigris last week. I just wondered. So yeah, at any rate.
Tigris.
So let's say you.
Tigris.
We'll call her Tigs because that's what her, you know, that's what most, a lot of people call her for short anyways. And, you know, you do, let's say you do beat Tigs tomorrow and move on to face the Immortal Griffith for the World Heavyweight Championship. Now, you've had some success against Griffith in the past. How do you, how confident, what would your confidence level be after beating Tiggs going up against Griffith?
Today, Griffith and I actually had a match in RAWF. It was Anything Goes, maybe, or one of the two. And, you know, he showed his offensive set, and I know he's got a very dangerous offensive set. He blocked me a couple times. So, I don't know, balls in my court to take advantage of what he blocked me with there and use that, whether it be in my match versus Tigris or versus him. So, got to look at all the matches we've ever had against each other, and I expect it to be offensive because, you know, we're both known for our big sets. So it'll come down to who gets the blocker to, I think.
It should be a very interesting match if you do manage to get past Tigris. But that's the big one. Anything you, if Tigris was here, what would you have to say to her?
You know, I thought this might come up, and you know, I cannot believe that she is still at the top of the mountain. You know, like, she joined RAF a few years ago and has made an impact on it everywhere. She's beaten Mithras and Griffith for the McCoy title or for the, and she had a title that would, she retired with, or that she retired. She was the last champion of that title. So she's going to be at 100% of her game, and I hope to see that Tigris. She's definitely beat me in some big matches, and I've beat her in some big matches. So I hope to have a chance against her anyway. But she definitely has my number if she's on her game. So good luck, Tigris. I can say it 100 times, I still won't get it right.
That's all right. It is what it is. We know it's a huge match for you. We know what's at stake. So nervousness is completely understandable, considering this is probably going to be the biggest match of your RAWF career. With that being said,
I just called her Tiger Lady.
Tiger Lady.
Like that one.
Yeah, there we go. So, all right. Well, Strangles. Good luck to you tomorrow. It's going to be huge. It's going to be big. And, you know, if you do happen to do beat Tigris, we'll be talking about Rataversary and the big match against Griffith for the next couple of weeks. Any final thoughts?
Don't give Joe Boo too much air time because he beat me in the Four Corners match.
Well, unfortunately, I did. I have forgotten to mention that, but yes, you are no longer undefeated in the Four Corners match. He did beat you last week, but you know, right now, that's not something you necessarily need to worry or care about because you've got a huge match tomorrow that is for a shot at the World Heavyweight Championship. So, and he doesn't.
Okay, that makes me feel better.
There
okay.
you go.
Remember, through spite, all things are possible.
There you go. Through spite, all things are possible. Absolutely. So, Strangleheart, good luck to you tomorrow. And what's that, I'll make it?
Oh, I said okay. Thanks for the airtime.
You're welcome. Thank you, Strangleheart. Ladies and gentlemen, Strangleheart could be the next number one contender to the World Heavyweight Championship. Elvaker, what do you think about that match tomorrow between Tigris and Strangleheart? What's your take on it?
Honestly, I think it's a good match. I will say, you know, having you know, I'm a pretty big fan of what happens in and outside of RAWF. I paid a lot of attention to the indies. I've seen these two face off quite a few times on tape, right? I hate to say this. I suspect the edge is probably slightly in Tiger Lady's favor. But that being said, I have seen a, especially this last season, I've seen a huge jump in, of like a fire inside Strangleheart that wasn't there before. And I think he's finally decided it's time to prove something here in RAWF. And, you know, I find that the people who are trying to prove something often manage to do that. So I would say it's probably 55% Tigress, 45% Strangleheart, but it's close, right? It's a close match. You know, and I wouldn't be stunned if he wins it. I think by their records, I suspect she has a better chance.
I can't disagree with that. But at the same time, I can't put anything past Strangleheart, but then again, Tigress has been solid over the last few months. There's no doubt about it. So this is going to be a big one. It is certainly going to be interesting to watch. Tigress taking on Strangleheart, a shot at the World Heavyweight Championship on the line tomorrow in Detroit. Another man who's in a contenders match tomorrow. Yes, Razor?
If anybody would like a preview of Strangleheart and Tigress, they are actually battling each other in the Powerball tournament right now.
All righty. Oh, well, that is certainly that certainly would be a preview, but I have a feeling that that may not be as hotly contested as this match tomorrow. So, but good point. Thank you, Razor, for pointing that out. All right.
No problem.
All right, so let's see here. Let's bring on this guy. He is also in the contenders match tomorrow. He's taking on the Teflon Sheik for a shot at Kane the Governor's Multimedia Championship. We haven't heard from him here live in a while. Let's see if we have. Is he here?
Clickety clack! It's a hobo attack!
Ladies and gentlemen, fresh off a huge victory over Claymore at Immortal 9, he is Hobo Ezekiel. Hobo, good evening, sir.
Yes, I'm here, Lord Amadeus.
Ah, you're looking good, Hobo. How are you feeling after everything that's been going on? I know you were kidnapped and taken to a mental or something, whatever that was. But you were rescued by your friends on the job site, guys. They all got together and rescued you from that horrible place, and you got back in time to challenge Claymore at Immortal 9, and you were victorious there, a huge win. And now tomorrow you get to take on his good friend and tag team partner, the Teflon Sheik, for a shot at the Multimedia Championship. So, Hobo, first of all, how are you feeling? And second of all, talk to me about facing Sheik tomorrow.
God damn, Lord Amadeus, that's a whole mouthful. That's almost a mouthful of yeetcha right there.
It is. Oh gosh, don't remind me about yeetcha. I still occasionally get burps over that pizza we had back in November. But at any rate,
talk to me about, well, start slow. Talk to me about what happened last month and the victory over Claymore.
Oh, my goodness. Well, if it's one thing that I took away from that match is any time that I am put in a driver's seat of something that goes... bad things seem to happen around me. Well, of course, in Claymore's case, it was more like ringy ding 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 ding, ringy ding 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 ding. That son of a bitch. That match should hopefully put to rest a man who claims to be R.A.W.'s savior, who is not a good man. Claymore, if you're listening right now, you are a bad man, and you always will be a bad man as long as you keep being a ding-a-ling, bull-snitching son of a bitch. And so after that match, we move on to breaking news. I just found, where's your breaking news little
Hold on, we got breaking news. Hold on a second. Let's...
That's right, Lord Amadeus. I have some breaking news. I have found, Hobo, I have found the fifth member of the Opaque Brotherhood. Killer Neptune has a brother.
I'm sorry, what?
I found Killer Neptune's brother while I was walking past this place called Charlie's Race Sale. And decided to walk inside, and lo and behold, I found him next to a pack of bowling balls, and I moved past him, and he started talking to me. I've got it right here.
That's...
I decided to bring him with me to bring him on the show to show Paragon this little reunion, have ourselves a Opaque Brotherhood reunion.
Okay. Hey, Paragon, this is apparently your long lost brother that he's holding right there.
Yes. Billy, the long-forgotten fifth member of the Opaque Brotherhood. How could I have forgotten? Interesting find there, Zeke. Interesting find, sir.
But in all seriousness, Lord Amadeus, getting back to the meat and potato chips of the thing, I can't wrap my mind that Hotshot Shaz has taco sauce for $9.99. I mean, I can get a spicy crispy chicken sandwich for $9.19 at Burger King. Come on, it'll vacant.
I mean, it's a pretty big bottle, and it's gourmet. It's not like just like Taco Bell sauce. It's really good.
No. What you need to do is I'll talk to you later. I'll run this pitch by you. Hobo Nero potato chip dip. For 5 cents a bottle.
I'm not sure the profit margin is there at 5 cents, but I like a Hobo Nero. I like that. We put a pin in that. We can do something with that.
All right. Well, Hobo, we've kind of gotten off track here. See what I did there? We need.
Can I have you listening?
We got.
you got a big match against the Teflon Sheik tomorrow, and if you win that one, you go on to face Kane the Governor for the Multimedia Championship at Radiversary. Your thoughts on facing Sheik tomorrow?
I always wanted, I'm so curious how he gets that mustache to curl like that. I mean, just can't keep my hands away from that mustache. That'd be interesting. Just something that's magnetized, son of a bitch, fine about it.
Okay. That's something. That's something. So good luck to you against Teflon Sheik tomorrow. Of course, it was about this time last year that you were announced and inducted into the RAWF Hall of Fame yourself. And I'm sure you've got some thoughts about some of the people going in this year. Any particular one that you're particularly happy to see go in this year?
There, you've got a strong class of Hall of Fame contenders for this year at Lord Amadeus. It's high time that, of course, Unstoppable had its due for all the work that it does behind the scenes. I mean, we have a tag, one of the best tag divisions I've seen in all of not only just RAWF, but Wrestle Unstoppable in general. And thanks to Unstoppable, and you know, just that, and just the whole framework of RAWF can be going back, pointed back to the integral grill part of Unstoppable being part of it. And another name that it's great to see, just watching where she started. To where she is now, first class lass, Maeve O'Hayers. Just seeing the work that she has put in to the Midnight Hobo Championship and everything she has done inside of RAWF is just one of those rare things you get to see in a lifetime of wrestling in this industry. And it's a good time for wrestling for sure when names like Mae O'Hara are announced over the arena.
Yeah, I agree with you totally on all points. And yes, a very strong class, and I'm very much looking forward to the Hall of Fame induction ceremony this year. It's going to be some really good people going in. And, yeah, certainly. So, Hobo, good luck to you tomorrow against the Teflon Sheik. And what any other ideas you got, feel free to submit them to Elvaken or myself for the Hobo Narrow. All right?
Chip dip.
That sounds – I feel a commercial coming on, Hobo. I'm just saying.
Oh no! I hope it's not for that. I hope it's not for shirt wipes.
Me too. Ladies and gentlemen, he is Hobo Ezekiel taking on Teflon Sheik tomorrow for a shot at the Multimedia Championship.
Goddamn.
All right. So next up, ladies and gentlemen, we just heard a few minutes ago what the stipulations are for his title match with Judgment at Radiversary. And, you know, it could be very interesting to see what his strategy is now that he knows what will be happening. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome. gentlemen, he is from the Necessary Evil. He is Joe Boo. Joe Boo, good evening, sir. Joe Boo, are you there?
Joe Boo. Joe Boo.
Joe Boo.
There's only one appropriate phrase here. Fuck you, Joe Boo. Judge, I do it myself.
Judge is right. That is fun to get you to say my name 100 times.
Mother. Anyways, Joe Boo, welcome. And you heard what Judge had to say about the stipulations for the Champions Choice Championship. So basically, what it sounds like, it's just a matter of hoping that you're around when he starts the match.
I knew it was going to be something convoluted like that because he's 0-3 against me in RAWF, so I knew it wasn't going to be a test of skill. And allegedly, he talked to the immortal one, Griffith, about what kind of stipulations to do, but I expected something a little more creative. So, yeah, I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's interesting because you're going to have – I mean, if you want a chance to take that title away from Judgment, you've got to be on the same exact time as he is. So are you going to get any sleep that week?
Well, I'm sure I'll get a little bit of sleep. But if he does happen to catch me while I'm around, it's a 30-minute time limit. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do with the other 28 after I beat him.
Well, you don't have to worry about the other 28.
I bet you the answer is brag.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, pretty much. But, I mean...
Look, I got to say, though, right? You know, I from your perspective, it's probably not a great stipulation. But as far as stipulations for this particular title, and the entire point of this title is to troll people, this is a pretty brilliant one, I have to say. But you actually have probably one of the best chances to take this title away from someone that anyone's had in years. You just have to be around.
Yeah, sometimes it's easier said than done. You know, the weekends are a little tough, so if he does it during the week, you know, better chance of me being there. You know, just think about that judgment.
I mean,
I like his idea of doing it during an after hours. I mean, that was a favorite of mine. I am a former after hours champion after all, so.
That's true.
Yes, but I have a feeling that he wouldn't do that because he knows you're going to be around for most after hours because you usually are. So I think he was saying that as just solely an example. I very seriously doubt we will see that during an actual after hours. But never know with Judgment. That's the thing. That has always been the thing with Judgment.
We could get that high-priced RAWF live commentary for that match.
Well, should be very interesting. So you're not too concerned, but you're hoping that you will be around the exact same time that he's starting that match. And if he is, then he has a problem. But if you're not, it is what it is. So
I'm very, very shocked he didn't put some kind of have to land an SSP stip on it. Because that's been my thing for a decade or more.
I don't know. I suppose he could have done that, but I kind of like what he did. So we'll see. As far as your opponent tomorrow on Superstars, let me take a look.
All right, Randy, hit me.
Let's see what Randy had for you. Just going to be looking the list here. Oh, this is interesting. You will be taking on the Joker Crow Mark Caliber tomorrow on Superstars.
I'm going to need an extra dose of caffeine. I've heard his promos.
Well.
Did the wheel fall in a vat of bacon taco meat? Like, where's the wheel?
It's out. It's in the shop right now.
Ooh.
It's in the shop.
Oh, wait,
so.
Are you ready?
Fair enough.
There you go.
A for effort.
All right. Well, Jill Vu,
you deserve to go in the Hall of Fame, Vacant. You deserved it. You got robbed.
I concur.
Oh,
you know, I also deserved a certain other award that I was literally the only person nominated for, but I was robbed there too.
Well, there was rules. You had to have a certain amount of nominations. I had to cancel a bunch of awards out because nobody wanted to vote for them. I didn't get to present Most Promiscuous in WU either, but, you know.
Oh, that's El Vacant. El Vacant all day, every day.
I got dipped out of. I was the only one who got votes.
No, people wanted that one to get awarded because people actually had a bunch of ideas. Nobody just wanted to say them out loud because they didn't want to throw away their side pieces.
That's fair. That's fair.
Cousin Larry had a great idea trying to get rid of sex in WU. It corrupts people.
That I can't concur with.
All right. Well, Jobu, any final thoughts on your match tomorrow with Mark Calver or the match with Judgment at Radiversary?
Well, I got a couple weeks to expand on the match with Judgment, and you know, I don't want to say too much about Mark Calver because I don't want him to have to miss the match looking for a dictionary. So,
oh, ouch.
But I do have to compliment you because Hobo, which clickety clack, I want my 10 minutes back on whatever that was. But it's funny he brings up the fifth brother. Because you got the other four opaque wrestlers do that that cover of Barbara Ann you played on the radio break. That was nice.
Thank you, Jobu. Thank you very much. Always a pleasure to speak with you, and good luck tomorrow against Mark Calver, sir.
As always.
All right. That was Jobu. He didn't seem too upset about the stipulations Judge put out there, El Vacant. I have a feeling, basically it is
probably
what it
nicer
is
than he was expecting.
Yeah, I would think so, because, I mean, all he has to do is be there when Judge starts that match, and it could be his for the taking, the Champions Choice Championship. We will find out at Radiversary. All right, next up, ladies and gentlemen, it is time to bring on... Well, I mean, we know that Immortal Nine, he purposely sat down in the electric chair with his opponent, Aaron McFadden. And earlier this week, matter of fact, not too long ago, it seems like he and his opponent at Immortal Nine, Aaron McFadden, created a bit of an alliance, if you will. Let's talk to... Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Calver now joins us on After Hours. Mark, good evening.
Good evening, L.A., and boy, does that tune bring back some memories, most of which are painful, of course. I understand how painful that can be, considering what I've done in the past. You remember, don't you, L.A.?
It is... impossible for me to forget, Mark. But let's talk about Immortal Nine and what happened. You won the match. You beat Aaron McFadden. in his the electric chair match, he got up and, true to his word, sat down in the electric chair. But as it was running, you decided to join him in the chair. You both got electrocuted at the end of that match. Was there a reason? What was the reason you would do that? Why, when you had the victory in your hand, would you decide to go ahead and put yourself through the punishment of the, of what the loser was supposed to get?
Well, LA, if you must know, I mean, you're right. I did have victory in my grasp. But then, you see, a lot of you are just thinking about the outcome when you should be thinking about what happened before. You see, before the match, Aaron actually came to me and said that he wanted the both of us to shock the world, literally. But anyway, I know it's a crazy idea, but you know, I really do think he understands what I've been through and understands how sadistic that I can be. And just before I even thought about it, I mean, I was skeptical at first, but with the outcome, I saw the sadistic side. Just looking at his face when he smiled at me before I pulled the trigger, I realized what he was talking about. So yes, this whole thing, I didn't understand at first, but at the time of the outcome, it all came clear that, as I've said many times, you just gotta, you know, let it all go.
So it seems that you and Aaron are now on the same page. You seem to be, are you forming an alliance of sorts, the two of you, some sort of dark alliance, or was I just reading too much into things?
Oh, no, L.A. You've hit the nail right on the coffin, my friend.
Interesting. All right. I mean, that could be a very profitable alliance if the two of you decide to join up. I mean, interesting. Very, extremely interesting. And Aaron's up and coming. Do you consider yourself a mentor or just an even partner in this alliance?
To tell you the truth, I'm not 100% sure where that bridge will bring me to, but I guess we'll have to see when I cross it. And let me tell you this, there have been people that found it weird, of course, and heck, even me actually merging my two personas, like, you know, I've seen a lot of the comments saying it's weird, and then they just mock me, like, and heck, I wouldn't be surprised if they were starting to mock Aaron as well. Let me just say this. If any of you are going to mock us, you better be prepared to meet your worst nightmares.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is the Joker Crow, Mark Caliver, and apparently, okay. Thank you, Mark, and good luck tomorrow against Joe Boo. Any thoughts on facing Joe Boo before I let you go?
All I can say is he's going to need a lot more than a dictionary and a little caffeine to face me in that ring.
Thank you, Mark, and good luck tomorrow. That was the Joker Crow, Mark Caliber. All right, so El Vacant, here are some of the other matchups tomorrow on Superstars for folks that are in the chat that might want to know who they're facing. We've got Mithras taking on Kane the Governor. That ought to be a good one. The Cougar will take on Denunzio, Lord of Pain. Let's see. Who else is out there? I already mentioned Eva. Redneck, RA, you'll be taking on Luzon Warrior Queen Falcon. Immortal Griffith will take on Marquis de Sade. I think I've mentioned everybody. All right. So, with that being said, it's now time to bring on our World Heavyweight Champion, get his thoughts on his victories over at Immortal, and what he thinks of who is in that World Heavyweight Contenders match tomorrow. Let's talk to... Gentlemen, he is your World Triple Crown, Supreme Fighter, and Ultimate Gauntlet Champions. He is the Immortal Griffith. Griffith, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
You walked into Immortal with three championships to defend. You walked out with all three of them. 3-0, clean sweep. And it was a dominant victory at Immortal 9 for you. Congratulations, sir.
I thank you. But, I mean, let's be real. Did anyone expect anything different for the Immortal to be victorious at his own pay-per-view? I mean, really?
No. No. I suppose not. I kind of wondered if you'd still be Triple Crown champion. That one was a tough one, you have to admit.
Certainly, my match of the night. Yeah.
Yeah. Claymore, Jobu, not so much. But you know, it is what it is. It was the biggest show of the year, and you shined as bright as you ever have. So, congratulations, sir.
Well, thank you very much. Look, you know how I feel about that particular group of people, but you also know that I tend to try to give credit where credit is due. And, you know, I may not really like Jobu very much. I certainly don't like how he's been behaving. But I will say he did put on a good match. Like, he came out and he fought. He clearly was taken a little by surprise by apparently just, you know, how hard I came at him. I think he was expecting me to coast a little bit, maybe try to preserve myself for my match with Clay. Clearly he needs to do a little more watching of the tapes about how I fight my matches, and maybe he won't be quite so surprised next time. But, good for him. He came out. He fought a good fight. It just didn't go his way that night. You know, now as for Claymore, we've hashed and rehashed how I felt about him being in that match in the first place, and we don't need to go over that again. But I honestly believe that that whole situation is what led to how that match ended up going down. I mean, obviously, I went in more motivated than usual for a bunch of reasons, but also he wasn't ready for a match of that caliber. He just wasn't, and it became very clear in that match. He just wasn't. In main event shape for that match, and that's how you ended up with the match we had. You know, and that's the thing. When I talk about people saying you need to earn your way into that show, you need to earn your way into that limelight, I'm not saying that to be arrogant. I'm not saying that, you know, to try and duck fights. I am saying that because if you have not earned yourself in that position, you are not ready for that position. Claymore, a two-time world champion, was not in the mental space to be in that match, and it showed.
I can't disagree. He was certainly not in the, he was certainly was not prepared. It was certainly, it wasn't the match we were hoping for, the main event of the biggest show of the year, but it is what it is, and you walked out still world heavyweight champion. Congratulations once again. But tomorrow on Superstars, several matches that I'm sure you'll be keeping your eye on. Let's talk about the Triple Crown contender matches. First of all, you've got Knox Boogie versus Beast, and then Claymore versus a Starshot. Now, so this means quite possibly that Claymore may be coming after another one of your titles at Radiversary, but it will be the Triple Crown Championship alongside Knox or Beast if he can beat Starshot. So looking at those four people, who do you predict will win, and who do you think, I mean, who do you predict will win, or who do you prefer to see in that Triple Crown title match at Radiversary?
My gut, and you know I like to go with my gut on these things, my gut says in all likelihood I will be seeing Claymore and Knox Boogie.
And if that is indeed the case, I'd like to point out it'll be the second straight Triple Crown Championship defense that you'll be doing against two other RAWF Hall of Famers, if that is indeed the case.
That point was not lost on me.
But, you know, I mean,
and that's part of the reason why I think that's how it's going to go down.
I mean, I can't disagree. And Knox Boogie, he's having a surge here. He's actually been on top of his game as of late. So I can definitely see him possibly getting past Beast. And Claymore versus Starshot, as much as we don't know much about Starshot, how he is basically up and comer, he has been an RAWF before. It's not his first championship match or championship. He's actually a former Superstars champion here in RAWF. So And he had a really good match against Scythe at Immortal. So he's on the up and coming right now. So can he get past Claymore?
I would be stunned.
Wow. Fair enough. So
especially after the way Immortal went for Claymore, I think he's going to come back a little motivated.
Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right, and I'm certain he would want to get another opportunity to take a title away from you, even if it isn't the World Heavyweight Championship. But speaking of the World Heavyweight Championship, segue, you have Tigress and Strangleheart battling it out to see who will face you at Radiversary for that World Heavyweight Championship. Now, we heard from Strangleheart earlier. He's not as confident as he'd like to be, I'm sure, because he's facing somebody that knows him possibly better than anyone in WU. But, you know, it could be Strangleheart or it could be Tigress. Who do you predict will win that tomorrow and face you at Radiversary?
Honestly, going with my gut. All right, first I want to say I heard El Vegan earlier give his summation of the match, and I can't say that he's wrong. I actually thought that was pretty well done. But my gut, with things the way they are right now, I think Strangleheart's going to win, and I expect that's who I'm going to be facing. And frankly, it's who I want to be facing.
Just because, is there a particular reason why you prefer Strangleheart over Tigers?
A few, actually. First, look,
we've had an interesting run recently. You know, over the last three times we've faced, I've beaten him twice. He has beaten me once. And, you know, but they've all been very close and interesting matches. I think having a good title fight, like it almost guarantees that it's going to be a good title fight, right? But also because we haven't seen that fight in the main event. We've seen Griff versus Tiggs multiple times for multiple belts. We've never seen, not once in the history of RAWF, have we seen Griffith versus Strangleheart for the RAWF world title.
This is true. This is true. And I certainly, I tend to lean towards Strangleheart as well, just because of that fact, not to take anything away from Tiggs, because I totally believe she is one of the strongest competitors in RAWF herself. But Strangle has put quite the effort in, and has been on quite a roll. He's even beaten you on a couple of occasions, including in his four corners match. So it's not definitely intriguing to me, Strangleheart versus you at Radiversary. But we will see. We shall see indeed. But with that being said, Marquis de Sade is on your plate tomorrow. I'm not expecting you to think of that as much of a challenge, but any comments towards Marquis de Sade?
No, there's really no point. The man doesn't speak. He just walks around with his little whip, snapping it around. Like he's a very odd little man. I'll see him. I'll say what I have to say with my fists.
Fair enough.
In his case, more likely the sole of my boot.
All right. Well, again, I'm sure you'll be keeping an eye on those three particular matches tomorrow. And maybe by next week we will know who your opponents are at Radiversary for those two championships, and we can get into more in-depth conversation about it then.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the Immortal Griffith. Thank you for your time, sir. We have one more caller to take care of. He is also an RAWF Hall of Famer. He also has the hardest theme song to find in a pinch. But there we go, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome. Gentlemen, the Redneck Avenger is here. R.A., is it you? Whoa.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Ow.
What was that? R.A., you all right?
I think so.
What was that?
Okay. I'm not really sure. Could have been a glitch.
All right. Well, hope so, because that was ear shattering there. So how you doing, R.A.? What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I'm doing fine. The frog's hair split three ways. Just want to say hi to the folks. Had an episode happen, and I'll be relaying that to you all rather soon. Fight and lose on, huh?
Yes. Fighting Luzon Warrior Queen Falcon, good old Lou.
Oh,
so,
She's a fun. She's a lot of fun from what I can tell. Very competitive. So it should be a really good competitive match for you tomorrow on Superstars.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, anybody that doesn't take her seriously, you're going to get a surprise. And, you know, surprises in my general line of work tend to explode one way or the other. Had a lot of good classic matches in a lot of forms and formats, and she's one of my favorite people to face.
Indeed. She is a lot of fun, and I look forward to that match. But so, all right, I mean, certainly we got Radiversary coming up, 9 years of RAWF, and I know you and I go back a long way, farther than definitely that 9 years, because we had a lot going on before that with the Renegades in Death or Glory, and then that other company that we started in. NWN. And then, of course, CSW.
Wound up buying that out.
CSW as well. So, I mean, we go back a long ways, but RAWF has been open 9 years, sir. What's your favorite memory of RAWF over the past 9 years for you personally?
Oh my gosh, there's so many good memories. I have so thoroughly enjoyed my time in RAWF. And earning my way to be a Hall of Famer. I don't know. Maybe one of my favorite memories, I got to say, was whenever me and Santa Claus tangled up. That was a classic moment.
That's the one I thought of first off. First thing I thought of when I asked you the question. It's like, yeah, that battle with Santa Claus was classic. You're absolutely right. But... yeah, you've had a lot of great memories here, a lot of great moments in your RAWF career. You've held several championships. Just kind of wondering when we're going to see RA holding another championship here in RAWF. When are we going to see the red-necked one get himself some gold?
Well, his manager is busier than a one-armed paper hanger that's been rolled in poison ivy right about now. It should slack up towards the end of summer. But at the end of summer, you know, in the other venues that I participate in, I've been an ambassador for RAWFN, they're kind of dwindling a little bit, and I'm kind of shifting my bandwidth. And right towards the end of summer, you're going to see our RA make some serious runs at some stuff that doesn't normally have made runs at. And,
all right.
Folks are going to get a taste of the red-necked one.
Good to hear. Good to hear. I want to see you get back up there, buddy. It's been a while since we've seen RA, Redneck Avenger, challenging for any championships. So, you know, do what you got to do, and hopefully toward the end of summer we see that. All right. So how's the beer business? Still going good?
Beer business is going well. I have been working on a Redneck Red Label Scotch Ale, and I'm sampling it right now. I got it at about 9%. And that shit'll make your eyeballs cross.
No, I don't need that, thanks. But I'll try to give it a shot once you get it.
But it goes well with Excedrin.
Oh well, there you go. That sells me on it right there, because Lord knows I need something that goes with Excedrin. So, all right.
Yeah, I made that the LA blend.
Oh God. Oh boy. All right. Well, anything you'd like to promote tonight? Because I'm going to get that started and get us out of here. So anything you'd like to promote, go ahead, sir.
Well, I don't know so much me, but I hired somebody new on my staff, and I'm going to get him in here. He's got a new product, and I think he wants to share it with everybody. Hey, John, you ready to make your debut?
You're damn right I am. I'm going to promote John Wayne toilet paper. It's rough. It's tough, and it doesn't take crap off anybody.
Well, thank you there, John. I appreciate that.
Okay. Thanks, R.A. Thank you, John, for that. Mark Caliber, anything you'd like to promote tonight?
First of all,
That's really odd and suspicious toilet paper. But anyway, oh boy, I don't think I even want to laugh at that either. But anyway, I do have a big show coming up in Commonwealth Wrestling, Wrestler Unstoppable, of course, May 29th for Commonwealth Games. That's basically our version of WrestleMania, I guess you can say. And also an upcoming event called the Summer Tour. That's where every single one of my shows will be touring throughout the United States of America. But also we have a tournament style where you may be eligible to be put in places to get title shots. Basically, eighth place to first place. So, yeah, hopefully I'll see just about enough people to sign up, and I wish you all the best of luck throughout the summer.
All right. Thank you, Mark. El Vacant, you have anything to promote tonight?
Yeah. Go to Las Vegas Strip in about a month from now and hit the Vacant Taqueria. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Should be lovely. Should be great. Give me money.
All right. Thank you. Now, Vacant, Hobo, Ezekiel.
Here's, I'd like to promote the quadruple bypass burger at the Heart Attack Grill on Fremont Street in Las Vegas.
What? Why, right. Why you gotta do me like
Competition's healthy, El Vacant. Competition's healthy. All right. Judgment, you have anything to promote? Nope, never mind. Last but not least, the Immortal Griffith.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. No, I'm kidding. I actually don't really have much to promote tonight. I'm in a pretty good mood. I'm going to promote the RAWF as the premier company in all of wrestling. If you aren't one of us, well, you probably suck.
All right. Well, that about does this for tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We will see you all on Superstars tomorrow, live from the Little Caesars Arena in Detroit. Main event, Tiggs versus Strangleheart for a shot at the World Heavyweight Championship, and the Superstars title will be online. The Paragon of Greatness defends against Chris Cage in what I think is going to be one hell of a match. So, for El Vacant, I am Lord Amadeus. This has been RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network. Good night, everybody.